What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
I'm Kelsey, and as we approach Veterans Day, healthcare providers want to remind vets that help is available for their unique, sometimes challenging, physical and mental health needs. Joining us is Doug Schroer, DMP with American Health Network in Hilliard. Doug, can you tell us a little bit more about your background and what you do with American Health Network?
I'm a family nurse practitioner who's functioned as a primary care provider for a little over 11 years. I've worked with four other providers, and we take care of newborns to 100-year-olds and anyone in between.
And what does Veterans Day mean to you?
My brother-in-law and my grandfather both served. So to me, Veterans Day is a time that I honor the sacrifice that not only they made, but that many have made for our country. And obviously, some did not make it home. So it's just kind of a day to reflect and remember that some gave the ultimate sacrifice. And without that, we would not have this great country that we live in.
It does pay a price, you know. Sometimes a lot of our veterans, after their service, during their service, they face a lot of challenges, both mentally and physically. What are some of the most common health challenges or chronic diseases reported by veterans?
The four big ones that we focus on, one is musculoskeletal disorders, a lot of arthritis, chronic pain just from the wear and tear of training or being active duty, there's just a lot of wear and tear to the body from, they may have suffered injuries. There's unfortunately, a lot of cardiovascular and respiratory problems, whether that's high blood pressure or whether that's a respiratory illness because of something they may have been exposed to. Lastly, and the hardest one for a lot of veterans is the mental health one, especially, that post-traumatic stress disorder or what many refer to as PTSD, depression, and unfortunately, higher rates of suicide.
Now, why is it important to have a primary care physician for veterans specifically?
I think a lot of times veterans want to only be seen when they're not feeling well or when there's a problem. And that's pretty common in our culture to have a problem-focused mentality. But we really need someone who, one, has that continuity of care, who's gotten to know you over the years, that understands who you are, what you like, don't like, and then also who's advocating for you to also move towards wellness or to be getting better, talking to you about cancer screenings, trying to diagnose problems or diseases early so that obviously the earlier the intervention, potentially the better outcomes that can occur.
If someone's a veteran, they're listening right now, what are some recommendations that you have for healthy living that may benefit them?
For both physical and mental health, a couple of things that I stress to many of my patients that help people to have a good quality of life for the longest. One is regular time socially, whether that's family, friends. Being by yourself all day is not good. So even if you're living alone, finding somewhere that you can go to spend time with, people that you trust and can talk to. Regular exercise. I understand a lot of people have, walking may hurt or be difficult. So I have patients, they just will do chair exercises, little 2-pound, 3-pound weights they do in their chairs, an arm bike, they get creative. So physical activity, time spent socially, and this probably comes as no surprise, but diet is important. We've seen that patients that struggle with weight tend to have more inflammation, more pain, and other health issues. So just trying to make sure that the diet is decently balanced, trying to make sure you get those fruits and vegetables and the lean protein in on a regular basis.
Now, if somebody has a loved one who is a veteran, and, maybe they're not sure how to help, how to take care of them. Do you have any recommendations about, what they can do to help?
I think the best place to start is saying, hey, we're going to go see your primary care. We're going to find you a primary care, and we're going to go have an annual wellness visit where we can go over the comprehensive, here's what's recommended for someone of your age or sex or, your history of smoking, whatever things are, that someone can go over, here's what's recommended for someone in your health situation, and here is, here's a game plan of what we could do to help address these issues. So I think that's probably the best place to start.
What kind of resources are there for veterans who may be in immediate need or in crisis?
Yeah, so just a couple of quick resources. The Veterans Crisis Line, which is 1-800-273-TALK or 8255. You can call or text, or even they have online chats that's available 24 hours a day. If you dial 988, this is a suicide and crisis hotline. And then lastly, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration has a website that actually lists providers that by zip code that treat for addiction or dependence. So if that's a concern or a problem for a loved one, you can find resources for providers specifically treating those. If you are in the Hilliard area, I do treat addiction and dependence as well, and I'm happy to treat anyone, veterans especially, that need help.
Now, for veterans who may have a traumatic brain injury known as TBI, what kind of symptoms do they experience and what kind of treatments are there for TBI?
So traumatic brain injuries, most of those for veterans who've suffered a TBI or traumatic brain injury is something that usually happened over there. Symptoms and what you might see online and what I'm going to say aren't going to exactly be the same, because in the moment they may, when they first have that injury, might experience some nausea, vision trouble, fatigue, disorientation. We may not initially see that because we weren't with them when they suffered the traumatic brain injury. But sometimes when people come back and have some lingering effects, we'll see that we'll sometimes see behavioral changes where it seems like the patient isn't acting like they did before. Sometimes we'll see, again, the memory issues can persist, a lethargy, a chronic fatigue. Again, the problem is that some of these symptoms overlap with a number of mental health conditions, and so that is part of the importance of having that regular checkup and touch point with the primary care so that they can help distinguish between, hey, this isn't a mental health thing going on, this is actually a neurologic brain problem here. But if there's not specialist or an expert that's, you know, laying eyes on the patient regularly, it's really hard to differentiate those.
How common is TBI?
TBI is estimated to affect up to 30% of veterans, which many people find to be way higher than they expected. And it's because a lot of times, sometimes TBIs are misdiagnosed as a mental health problem or another diagnosis. And so it really takes the time and effort to unpack, you know, when did these symptoms start? Was it, you know, and as we kind of get into the weeds of when the event happened, we can better understand, oh, there was a moment in time when the patient's personality changed, or this symptom began immediately after this event. So it really, again, takes a lot of time and effort to dig in there to figure this out. But, you know, almost a third of veterans are affected by some sort of TBI.
Are there any different health concerns for veterans who maybe served in different conflicts or different places?
Yes. So, if you served in Vietnam, Agent Orange, if you served in Iraq, there were different chemical agents that caused higher rates of respiratory problems. If you served in the Gulf War, there are other known weapons and irritants that were used in that. So that is something relevant to your medical history and important to make sure you mention at your anytime you're seeing a healthcare specialist, to make them aware of where and how long you served somewhere, because that absolutely can make a difference.
Is there anything else that you want to share with people about veterans or about Veterans Day in general?
I think that, again, I'm incredibly grateful for the sacrifice and service of all the veterans that we have and do have out there right now. Please know that there, however small the issue may be or however big, that there are people out there who want to help you, that want to help you to be healthy, to help you be well. Some people have suffered, you know, tremendous loss, and injuries sustained in combat. And some people think it's really hard to return to normal living and quality of life is difficult, but medical treatments have come a long way for a lot of things that veterans suffer from, and there are resources for veterans. So I would, again, just encourage you, start with your primary care, come up with a game plan, even if that's going to be having to see some specialists. But, you know, there are resources through the VA, and your primary care wants to help. So start there, and again, just thank you for your service.
You've got the vibe. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.